The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. By plucking hairs from elephant tails, scientists have determined just what the pachyderms like to eat. Researchers combine this dietary information with tracking data from GPS collars to show that an elephant's diet changes as it migrates. Different plants produce different ratios of carbon isotopes, which accumulate in an animal's body, particularly in their hair. In tropical regions, trees and shrubs undergo one type of carbon fixation during photosynthesis and produce a different ratio of carbon isotopes than, say, grasses and crop plants. As elephants digest these plants, some of the isotopes end up in their foot-long tail hairs. About half of the total isotopes in each hair come from the food the elephants ate the day before. But the other half is the long-term average diet. It's like a tape recorder. It's locked in and doesn't change after that. By coupling the data from the tail hairs of 7 African elephants with 2 years' worth of tracking information from GPS collars, it was learned that the main focus of the elephants' diets changed as they moved around. Crop rating is a major problem with elephants, so determining where elephants roam and why they go there could help prevent deadly interactions.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.